The Democratic Republic of Congo has accused the M23 rebel group, reportedly backed by Rwanda, of committing ethnic cleansing in the violence-plagued east of the country. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. Interior Minister Jacquemain Shabani condemned what he described as the massive arrival of foreign populations in the Rutshuru and Masisi territories of North Kivu province, displacing local communities through violent means. "This is what constitutes ethnic cleansing," Shabani stated, as he denounced the expulsion of locals and the subsequent settlement of new populations in the area. The accusation follows M23's appointment of administrators in territories it claims to control, a move seen as consolidating its grip on the region. A region in crisis. Eastern Congo has been plagued by conflict for decades, with more than 100 armed groups fighting for control of its mineral-rich territories near the border with Rwanda. The resurgence of M23 has further escalated violence, worsening what is already one of the world's largest humanitarian crises. Over 7 million people have been displaced, many without access to aid. M23, primarily composed of ethnic Tutsis, emerged over a decade ago after splitting from Congo's National Army. The group gained international attention in 2012 when it briefly captured Goma, a key city in eastern Congo. Accusations of foreign involvement. Congo's government has long accused Rwanda of supporting M23, a claim backed by U.S. and U.N. experts who allege Rwanda provides military aid to the rebels. While Rwanda denies the accusations, it admitted in February to deploying troops and missile systems in eastern Congo, citing security concerns over a buildup of Congolese forces near the border. UN experts estimate up to 4,000 Rwandan troops are currently in Congo. Fragile truce amid ongoing violence. AU.S. and Angola brokered truce in July helped reduce direct clashes between Rwandan and Congolese forces. However, fighting between M23 and other militias persists. In August, rebel clashes with pro-government militias violated the ceasefire, leaving 16 villagers dead. The Congolese government's latest accusations underline the continued volatility in the region, where complex ethnic and political tensions are exacerbated by foreign involvement and competition for natural resources. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.